the best thing, if you have children, is to teach them that life is not fair. Life is not fair. If you teach your children life is not fair, they grow up absolutely free. Absolutely. Some parents say the children is a very dangerous world out there and the children are frightened all the time. It is better when you give something to your children, you give it to them and you say to them, I'll give you this because I love you. And that's it. You don't tell them you can't have everything. You see, we brought up loved conditionally. It is difficult for us to love unconditionally because we loved conditionally, okay? But we diverted a little bit here. What I would like to tell you, the message I'd like to tell you, which I'm learning all the time, is everything in life, it may not go according to your plans. And what will you do about it? Go with it, yes. That's all. Many of us swimming upstream against the current. That's all we're doing. How about surrendering? How about enjoying the experience like this? Is it a problem? If you put Buddha in a prison, the prison will become his temple. The prison will become his temple. Buddha. What does that mean? You can be free anywhere you want, anywhere you go. And you can be trapped anywhere you go. In this life, you have control over one thing and one thing only. You. Nobody else. Nobody else. Can you imagine living like this? What would life be like? If you travel to a country and feel people and you see people depressed, it's your own depression. Nothing to do with them. If you travel to a country and see people happy, that means you are happy. The only control you have is you and you only. You can be free in a prison. And you can be prisoner on holiday. It's your choice. Don't allow control to come from the outside. No one outside can control your feelings and go back to relationships again. Don't you ever tell your partner in a relationship, you make me feel like that. Nobody make you feel anything. You choose to feel that and use them as a reason to feel that. So blame is a game. Some people play the game of blame. If I blame somebody, I don't take responsibility. There's another issue with game that's very difficult. Blame is actually aggression toward other people. Yes. If you want to feel better about your parents, go to an orphanage and watch kids without parents. Go and see how they're living. Some of them are happy with less than we had. I went to Bulgaria to an orphanage and I saw a little girl, five or six, and she sat on my lap and she would not let any of the kids touch me or come near me. And in the end, when I was leaving, we went to give some presents. She looked at me and said, can you please take me home? Yes. One of the best way to heal our relationship with our parents is to also think of the good times we had with them. There is a good time, but we forgot. There's a big reason why we remember the negative experience with our parents. Our brain prefer to remember negative experience so it protects you from similar events that might happen to you later. So we forgot the positive experiences. And this is a key to heal our relationship with our parents.
You've been listening to the Essence Foundation facilitator and Hay House author, Dr. Manise Yousry. For more podcasts, videos and information, go to www.essence-foundation.com.